Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here this week with Stephen Thompson.
Hello, Robin.
And up from Nashville, the one and only Ann Powers.
So happy to be with you in the flesh.
And it is just the happiest day of the week, am I right? Because it's New Music Friday, and that means we're doing a quick look at the best new albums that are out now on May 10th. We start this week's show off with the band Charlie Bliss and their new album called Young Enough. And that chorus just sinks its claws into you. It's so hooky. This is Charlie Bliss. The album is Young Enough. The song we're listening to is Hard to Believe. And this is a band from Brooklyn fronted by Eva Hendricks. And this is a follow-up to their 2017 debut, which was called Guppy.
You know, Eva Hendricks writes dark songs that sound like they should be performed at a pep rally.
Mm. Yeah.
And, I mean, you listen to even that little segment of song that we just heard, Kissing Anything That Takes Me Far Away From You,
right.
Is a very Charlie Bliss line in a song that just couldn't be sunnier.
Yeah, I think lyrically and thematically, she goes a little bit deeper on this one than she did on Guppy. It kind of feels like she's in her mid-20s now, and it feels like she's reached this point in her life that we all reach, where you realize that your life doesn't have to be remarkable to be fulfilling. But at the same time, she still feels very restless, like there's this fire that's still burning in her to do more or be more or want more.
Charlie Bliss is part of sort of that wave of 90s revivalism in a sense. And lately, people have been talking about Riot Curl, Bikini Kill reuniting, and punk feminist bands. But what I like about this band is they bring me back to the poppier side of that. You know, Veruca Salt.
For sure. Yeah.
The Breeders, mm-hmm. the Deal Sisters, Juliana Hatfield. Mm-hmm. She is forming her thoughts right in front of us and presenting herself as an imperfect human, but one still worthy of freedom and respect. I love that about it.
Charlie Bliss is the band and the album is Young Enough. Let's go to something a little stranger from the artist Holly Herndon. Holly Herndon.
Just a little stranger.
Little stranger. And her new album is called Proto. Holly Herndon is the artist. Her new album is called Proto. The song is called Eternal. She's just a brilliantly experimental electronic composer. And Anne, do you want to take a stab at what she's doing on this record?
Please
and
explain everything Holly Herndon does on this record.
Who she's working with exactly, yes, or what she's working with?
The most important artist on this record may not be Herndon herself, but a humanoid named Spawn, an AI, which Herndon developed with the programmer Jules Laplace. They brought together dozens of vocalists and used the input from these vocalists to teach, and I'm making air quotes, teach the AI how to recognize and respond to sounds. So throughout the album, you'll hear the AI vocalizing. But I love it because I'm fascinated with this space of the humanoid and that Holly Herndon is making art out of this experience that we're taking for granted, no matter how weird it actually is. I think it's really important. It's important to pause and contemplate the Spawn.
Let's listen to a little bit of another
song. Contemplate the Spawn.
Let's listen to a little bit of another song called Frontier, which I thought was interesting because it sounds like the origins of life and futuristic at the same time. Frontier. You don't really hear it on this cut, but there was something that I kept thinking about as I listened to this album, and that's 2001: A Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
It reminded me so much of that film in so many different ways. I want to play a little bit of a song called Crawler, and you tell me what you think. It has that same strange, like, celestial, yeah, cosmic dissonance in it.
Yes.
And I think it's interesting because 2001, A Space Odyssey, is about our quest for knowledge and how that is sort of our undoing. And it feels like this album is a little bit about that as well, how our seeking more and more knowledge and power will be our ultimate undoing and render us completely obsolete.
Well, see, I get the 2001 reference, but I see it a different way. 2001 is also about interactions with an AI, of course, HAL,
yeah,
the lethal AI on the spaceship. And Holly Herndon is presenting interactions with artificial intelligence as a potentially healing thing, almost, mm-hmm, a positive thing, and something that can connect us to our most human and even traditional cultural expressions. For example, that track you just played, Robin, it's based partly in Sacred Harp singing.
The Frontier cut, yeah.
Yeah, which, of course, is the religious tradition of the most human kind of singing.
Yeah.
So really, her stated mission is to find a place where artificial intelligence can exist in proximity to and in interaction with human beauty, human love. I find this a very, very beautiful place to dwell, you know?
Holly Herndon is the artist. Her album is called Proto. We could talk for the whole,
yes,
half hour just about that one record. But let's go to the singer Jamila Woods and her new album, Legacy, Legacy.
Little boxes.
sure is a lot of good music in the world. This one comes from Jamila Woods, her album Legacy, Legacy. And this song is called Zora. She is a singer, a poet, a teacher, an activist. And this is sort of a concept album for her.
Yes, every track is named after another hero or heroine of hers, all major figures in African-American cultural history, Nikki Giovanni, Sonia Sanchez, those are writers, Miles Davis, Jean-Michel Basquiat, the painter. And in some ways, so early into Jamila Woods' career, it's only her second full-length album, this is a summation of her mission, you know, because her work is very concerned with educating, as you said, with celebrating and steeping her listeners in the sensuality and joy and power of this culture.
Yeah, this record's really a grand mission statement, and a really, it is a Who I Am record. Mm-hmm. And known largely as a collaborator.
Chance the Rapper.
Yeah, Chance the Rapper. She's on a Macklemore and Ryan Lewis song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She has popped up as a featured guest a bunch and has had collaborations go back and forth where people have appeared on hers, and it's great.
It's such an important moment right now for reclaiming these legacies, and I think her generation is very aware of the importance of that.
Jamila Woods is the singer. Her new album is Legacy, Legacy. We still have a few more albums that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, but first let's take a short break and we'll be right back.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Tito's Handmade Vodka. Born and bred in Austin, Texas, the live music capital of the world. 80 proof Tito's Handmade Vodka, 5th Generation Incorporated, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas.
What would you do if you found out a story that had shaped your identity was a lie? NPR's new podcast, White Lies, investigates a murder in Selma, Alabama from 1965.
And exposes the conspiracy that kept it unsolved. Until now. White Lies. Start listening Tuesday.
It's New Music Friday from All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Ann Powers and Stephen Thompson, and we're looking at the best new albums out on May 10th. We start the second half of our show off with the band Halos and their new album, Any Random Kindness.
Isolation.
This is the band Halos, spelled H-A-E, and the A and the E are crunched up together, H-A-E-L-O-S, pronounced Halos. Their new album is Any Random Kindness, and this song is Arc, a band from London that makes this sort of glossy, airy pop that's like Massive Attack and Air and all those kinds of bands.
Dark disco is what I would
Dark
call
disco,
it.
Dark disco, yeah. I love it.
They're a trio, Arthur Delaney, Lottie Benardot, and Dom Goldsmith. And I found an interview with them talking about their fashion sense, and it was called All Black Everything.
This is their sophomore full-length, their second full-length, and it sits very comfortably with those bands like Saint Germain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's also, if you dig into the lyrics, it's a socially conscious mm-hmm. record. It talks a lot about climate change and the ephemera of social media and what responsibilities we have to one another.
It's also a testament. This band is also a testament to a producer being able to recognize how two vocalists will complement each other because the producer, Dom Goldsmith, put these two singers together. But they work so well together, almost inseparable, their voices, you know, and often they're compared to the XX, but I feel like it's a different vibe, you know.
There's less air in the mix.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, yeah. And there's not the kind of teasing sexual tension of the X. There's more of a united warmth. People talk about this, about Halos as a warm band, warm and dark.
Halos is the band. Their new album is called Any Random Kindness. Let's go next to Tim Hecker. He's also got an album out on May 10th. It's called Anoyo. Tim Hecker is the artist. His new album is called Anoyo, and we're hearing a short excerpt from a song called That World. He is a composer, a sound designer, an electronic artist, and we've been following him for close to 20 years now. This album, Anoyo, is a follow-up to an album he just put out last year in 2018 called Konoyo. Tell us what he's doing on this one, Stephen.
On Konoyo, he was inspired by Japanese classical music and tried to evoke some of the feel of that in these kind of head-filling washes of synthesizers that I kind of expect from him. This is a companion piece to that record and really feels, together they feel like a fairly cohesive collection of music to get lost in. He's very prolific, and when you think prolific ambient composer, I think you sometimes think like, okay, he's got a shtick, right? He's got a thing and he's able to just kind of duplicate it over and over again. But each piece, even within this record, has a standalone quality to it that I think is really impressive.
I thought one thing that was interesting about this is that Konoyo, the first record, means this world here, and Anoyo means over there, that world over there. Konoyo, the first one, had a lot more tension to it. It was a little darker and had more dissonance in the tone, and this one feels a little calmer and prettier, and it made me think what I used to think when I lived in Japan for a number of years, which is it felt like the happiest place on earth, and the U.S. felt like one of the angriest, most frustrated places on earth. And I feel like with this, his first record, with all that tension in it, was like he was making a statement
here's
about
the state of this world.
Here's the state of this world, and Anoyo over there in that other part of the world, that's the state of that world.
Oh, wow. I just assumed it meant, you know, this life and the next, actually, like the pure land.
It could be that
the
too.
The afterlife.
Sure. Yeah. I could read it that way too. Tim Hecker is the musician. His album out now is called Anoyo. We've got one more release that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, but first let's do a quick lightning round of some of the other notable albums out on May 10th, starting with the guitar rock band Dehd, spelled D-E-H-D. Their new album is called Water. We also had on a Tuesday episode Radiator Hospital. The band Radiator Hospital has a new album out called Sings, Music for Daydreaming.
I'm excited about this new record, Phantom Forest, by Lydia Ainsworth. She's a Toronto-based composer, and her sound is, I don't know, maybe it's unfair to say it's a little Kate Bush influence, but I always like anyone who makes me think about Kate Bush.
Yeah.
And also Sierra, the R&B queen, has a new album, Beauty Marks.
There's a new album called Enderness by the singer A.A. Bondi, who's had this fascinating career on the margins of music. He was the lead singer of a band called Verbena, kind of a post-grunge band in the 90s. Then he recast himself as a blues singer, playing this kind of haunted blues music. His first album in 8 years, Enderness, is out now. There's a band from Cleveland called Mourning a Black Star. The album is called Reckoning. They are this genre smash thrashing, very politically intense, freeform band that is tackling issues of police violence, gentrification, and marginalized people. And then finally, the Get Up Kids, their first album in 8 years, this spiky rock record called Problems. There is a song on that record called The Problem Is Me that I've been listening to over and over again for some reason.
You were always a Get Up Kids fan, weren't you,
Steve? Not necessarily, no.
Oh, no.
All those albums out on May 10th, along with this last one that we want to feature, it comes from the band Lowland Hum. It's called Glyphonic. Just sublimely beautiful two-part harmonies. You're not going to do better than this band, Lowland Hum.
And who doesn't?
The record is called Glyphonic. The song is Salzburg Summer. This is a married couple, Daniel and Lauren Gones from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Man, you know, we've played a lot of dark music on this show. If you want to detox from the darkness, spend some time with this lovely, warm folk pop record. This is what our colleague Bob Boylan would call Sunday morning music.
Yeah.
I'm reminded a little bit, particularly in that Salzburg Summer song, of another married couple folk pop duo, the Weepies.
Oh, that's so funny because I have a whole list of married couple folk pop bands up here on my computer to mention. But you go ahead. I'll wait.
I'm going to let you finish. Lauren and Daniel Gones like to hand out lyric books at their shows to kind of deepen that sense of community and connection with their audience. And you can just hear that in the songs, yeah. Can't you? It's so warm and inviting as they sing about life and death and nature and the big picture and small moments in these very approachable and honest and warm and kind ways.
Daniel and Lauren Gones have started what I think is a really great project. It's called Support Quiet Music. It's a hashtag they've started, Support Quiet Music, as a movement. The idea is that in this very deeply polarized time, there's a lot of shouting going on, and restraint is more important than ever.
Yep.
And that there is also, I think, power in stillness, and you know, especially when it's surrounded by chaos. If you go to the Lowland Hum website, they have how can I support quiet music? And it's post about quiet music, create a Spotify playlist of quiet music, and then all these other ways that you can support the quiet music moment. But this whole record, they just capture all of these little moments that in life that are just the stuff of life, like a drive in the country on a lazy summer day, or hanging out with friends with a glass of wine. You know, it's just really beautiful and simple, and I love it. Lowland Hum is the band, and their record is Glyphonic. All right, thanks, Stephen.
Thank you.
And Anne.
So lovely to be with you both.
As always, if you want to hear full versions of the songs we featured and a whole lot of other great new tracks out this week, we've got a New Music Friday playlist in both Spotify and Apple Music. Just open one of those apps and search for NPR. You can also listen on our website. That's at npr.org/allsongs. And for NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. Be well, have a great weekend, and treat yourself to lots of great music.